Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Body, Soul, and Spirit podcast. So excited to be with you in this year of 2025. And I want to just talk about what not to carry into this next season and how important it is for all of us to end well and start well. As we end a new year and enter into a new year, it's really kind of a fresh start. A lot of times it's a restart, a refreshing, right? Where we feel like we want to do things differently in the new year. And one thing that I want to talk about is really just understanding this word of responsibility. Because so often we take responsibility for things that we're not supposed to take responsibility for. And in 2025, something that I don't want us to take into the new year is this sense of responsibility. Oftentimes it goes unnoticed. We are just not really conscious of the fact that we are taking responsibility for things that are not our responsibility. When you look back at 2024, think of things that maybe you took responsibility for that were not your responsibility. So I want us to look at that for just a moment, because when we alleviate ourselves from a sense of responsibility for the things that are not our responsibility, it really takes a load off. It really takes this burden off of us. And what I want us to do in this podcast is to become aware of the things that maybe you are taking a responsibility for, when in fact, it's not your responsibility. So oftentimes, we take responsibility for other people. We take responsibility for the feelings of other people. Sometimes, as parents, we think that we're responsible for certain things, even for your children. Like maybe you think it's your responsibility to give the very best to your children, which in some aspect, it is true. But sometimes, we can really fall on the other end of the spectrum and start to become responsible for maybe the feelings, happiness of other people, including your kids, including your parents, including maybe other people that are close to you. Oftentimes, we take responsibility for other people's happiness. Think about that. Have you felt to take responsibility to make other people happy? Or you're afraid to speak up because you don't want to disappoint other people? And in a sense, we're really taking on a responsibility that is not ours. Sometimes we take responsibility for others. And that's the part of us that feels so responsible for other people. That's that part of us that is afraid. What would happen if we didn't work so hard? What would happen if I don't make that person happy? What's going to happen if I disappoint that person? And that is often linked to a lot of childhood things. If I can bring help, if I can bring humor, if I can do this, if I can just take the pressure off, if I can just help, if I can be the one to minimize the chaos, if I could be the one to make things better, if I could be the one to maybe alleviate, I'll be the one. I'll be the rescuer. But in fact, that's really exhausting. And so coming into a new year, it's important for us to look at the things that we became responsible for. That is really not our responsibility. I so often, as I do public speaking in different churches, I find that oftentimes pastors feel responsible for other people's spiritual lives, when in fact you're not. We are not responsible for the spiritual life of other people. I said something when I was speaking on Sunday. I said, how many of you, and I made this question, and I said this question, how many of you have really known God for over a year? And a lot of hands went up. And I also went on to say, if you have more than a year of knowing God, you've got to take responsibility for your own encouragement. Oftentimes, we feel responsible to encourage other people. You are responsible for your own strength, for your own encouragement, for your own sorrow, your joy. You are responsible for your own happiness, your own disappointments, your own anger. So it's almost like we have to give back that responsibility. And that's something I want you to think about in this podcast. What responsibility do you kind of have to give back? You don't necessarily have to voice it or articulate it to that person and call all of your relatives and, hey, I'm giving back this responsibility back to you or a spouse, a marriage. No, no, no. Think about how you can control, right? Or how you've been controlling how other people feel. Think about that for a moment. You know, we do have the power to impact other people, but and motivate other people. And that brings a sense of satisfaction and joy, right? But no matter what you do, we cannot control how other people feel. We cannot control other people. And you can do everything in your power. But at the end, you can give of yourself. You can do everything possible. But at the end, you are not responsible to make other people happy. Oftentimes, you know, when I think of my own personal life, I can do everything in my power. I can do everything to bend myself over backwards for others because, you know, I, you know, want to do X, Y, and Z to make these results happen. And in reality, you know, we can almost become bitter because other people didn't maybe do what we expected them to do, or they did not respond in a way or react in a way that we thought they would react as a result of us doing everything to bend over backwards for. You could be a mom, you bend over backwards to make them happy, and at the end, they're not happy. You can do everything possible and you bend over backwards because you're trying to keep the peace, and in reality, there's always that one person that is not going to keep the peace. And it almost feels like it works until it doesn't work. It works until that relationship breaks down because it's really a fixation on a transaction. Like if you want to do something for somebody else, don't do it transactional. Do it because you want to do it. But what I'm trying to do is help you and alleviate you from having all of this responsibility that's really not your responsibility. I'm not talking about being responsible. I'm not talking about being excellent. I'm not talking about doing your part and going above and the extra mile. I think that's a good trait because I'm really, personally, I'm a person of excellence. I'm a person that goes above and beyond. I'll go above and beyond. But that's just coming from a heart that's genuine and compassionate. And I just like to do it. I'm a giver. After all, right? We're actually encouraged to be givers. It says it's better to give than to receive. I'm not at all talking about that. I'm talking about really alleviating ourselves and really becoming aware of things that we're becoming responsible for when in fact it is not our responsibility. And this frees you. It puts and takes a burden off of you. And it really breaks the codependency and the people pleaser. And really, it breaks, and a reminder really in this podcast is I cannot control somebody else's experiences. I cannot earn love. And I think that this is healthy because it really is a leading to, and if you're a person of prayer, you could really pray, God, purify my heart. And this actually comes from a pure heart because when I no longer become responsible for other people, let me give you an example. Like I'm a public speaker and sometimes I can put in all of this effort. And when somebody maybe didn't take that, whatever I spoke on and did not apply it, right? I am not responsible for that. I'm not responsible for other people, although I am, but I'm not. Yes, you're responsible for your children, but you could do the best that you can, right, in the capacity that you have, and not really take on a responsibility that is beyond you. This is where a pure heart comes in. This is where a trust comes in, right, where you could give it to God and just say, God, I have done the best I can. Here you go. I trust you. I trust you for the outcome. I trust you for the rest. When you think about even the way Jesus took on this responsibility, you know, or even if you look at the book of Acts, a lot of his followers, like the apostles, they would dust the dirt off of their feet In other words, and I love the way it was just so written clearly in the book of Acts, because they just really dusted themselves off. Like, we have done our part. The rest is up to them. And I think this, you know, it doesn't shake your sense of security is going to be the end result. Because even if things didn't go the way you had hoped that they would go after you doing X, Y, and Z, it doesn't shake your security. You're still firm. There's still a contentment. There's still a gratitude that comes out because it's coming from a pure heart. In other words, the pure heart is giving. It's no longer coming from a place of like unconsciously trying to take responsibility for others. If I exhaust myself, if I do X, Y, and Z, if I do this, that, and the other, then this is going to be the result. You know, then you should be happy. But really, this pure heart, you know, when you are no longer taking on responsibility for other people, right? Because sometimes you can want something more than they want for themselves. That could be really hard because you're wanting people to change. You're wanting a spouse to change. You're wanting this to happen. And when they don't, it's such a disappointment. But when it's coming from a pure heart and you do things at your capacity, no longer taking on responsibility for other people's behavior, for other people's feelings, it's a place of peace. It's a place of surrender. It's a place where you say, God, let your will be done. And that is a trust issue with God. And when we trust God with surface things and deep things and the very soul, you're no longer gripping tightly. The reason why we take on responsibilities that are not ours is because we're holding on really tight. So when you come and you do things from a pure heart in a trusting God, it's more relaxed. You lay down the disappointment. You have really laid down, right, all your letdowns, and you're no longer exhausted. And so it's important for us to enter into this place of contentment, no longer entering into a place where, man, I'm really taking on responsibility for things that are not my responsibility, like the feelings of others, the sorrow for others, the joy for others. I can't tell you. We live in cultures sometimes where we take on responsibilities that are not ours. And I want you to just lay it down at the feet of God. And the only way we're going to be able to just not take on responsibilities that are not ours is to really enter into a place of purity of heart and really saying, I'm trusting God that I trust you with my kids. It's not my responsibility to make other people happy. It is not my responsibility for the happiness of others. It's not my responsibility to overperform because for fear of disappointing other people. It's not my responsibility to disappoint or not disappoint other people. I have to learn how to communicate. The only way we're going to be able to do that and to alleviate ourselves is to just really come and say, God, create in me a pure heart and let me trust you in 2025. And this is going to take the pressure off. This is going to help you because now you're moving in a direction that now you can see your childhood and you're like, what is it about me that takes on this responsibility? Maybe you're the one that they call for everything. And it could be really, really exhausting. And really understanding through this podcast, like you are responsible for you. You are responsible for your own sorrow. You're responsible for your own joy. You're responsible for your own happiness. Other people are not responsible for your joy. Other people, a spouse is not responsible to make you happy. You know, somebody can say that's married, well, I'm going to be happy when? Well, that spouse is not responsible to make you happy. Your happiness is your responsibility. We cannot say, well, other people have been disappointing me. Okay, you are responsible for your own disappointments, for your own anger. So I want to give you back your responsibility because it's your responsibility. And we cannot control how other people feel, what other people do. We cannot control that, but we can control how we respond and we can control and be responsible and take responsibility for our own happiness this year. So let's be challenged this week. And I want to leave you with this. Start to just become aware areas in your life where you're taking on responsibility for something, maybe the emotions of others, the feelings of others. You're taking on this sense of responsibility. Like, if I do this, then this is going to happen. If I do this for my spouse, then I'm going to get this result. And then you're so disappointed because they didn't respond the way you thought, or a child isn't responding the way you thought. Maybe perhaps you're taking on a responsibility, like an emotion for others, when in fact, it is not your responsibility.